You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Brian Zumhagen in for Amy Eddings. There were film crews on every block for months, and it's been previewed in a massive media blitz. The film version of the popular TV show Sex and the City was released nationwide today. Here's a little bit from the movie.
So, the other night, Bing and I were talking about, you know, moving in together and our future and, you know, what makes sense as we move forward. And, well, we decided to get married.
And I'm deaf.
Everybody is looking.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, everyone, but this is my friend, and she just got engaged, and she has been going out with the man for 10 years.
I'm mortified. There is literally a ringing in my ear.
Here to talk about the new Sex and the City movie is film critic Nathan Lee. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So, details. How was it?
In a word, inept. Inept, interminable fiasco is how I would sum up the movie. I mean, I should say that, like a lot of people I know, and by people I mean gay men and women, I had a kind of love-hate affair with the show. As a fairy tale, Sex and the City was always this sort of bright, buoyant, well-written sort of diversion. Really fun, you know, very witty, very quick-moving. You know, on the other hand, as something to aspire to, the image of these women running around the city carrying nothing but shoes and sex and sort of finding, you know, the right man was disturbing, I think, at best.
So it sounds like the transition from small screen to big screen didn't go so well.
No, and they fail on almost every level. I mean, the first problem with the movie is it's 2.5 hours long, which is 5 times longer than any given episode, and it's about 10 times more boring, I think, than any given episode. You know, the joy of the show was you had a half-hour format. You had to squeeze in a little bit of drama, a couple of jokes, some fun. You're in and out quickly. And in the movie, there's this need at 2.5 hours to aggrandize all these characters and all their dramas and sort of fill up the time in a way that I think is counter to the spirit of the show, which was, you know, fast and fun and loose.
Without giving too much away, is there anything that struck you about how they chose to deal with character development of the four women?
My biggest disappointment in the movie is my favorite character has always been Samantha, who played the sort of brassy, sassy, promiscuous one. She settled down now with her boyfriend Smith in L.A. And the biggest problem for Samantha is she's no longer having sex because Smith is so busy working on his movie he doesn't have time for her. So here she is lounging around her sort of fantastic, you know, beachfront L.A. house and spying on a neighbor, this studly neighbor who is in the habit of taking showers nude in the middle of the day and having menage a trois in view of everyone else. And the movie refuses to let her jump his bones, which is what she would have done on the show. So, you know, the great sex kitten of this show has been completely neutered. And you're wondering, why is this character not allowed to have fun anymore? You know, it's who wants to watch these characters have 2.5 hours of a midlife crisis? This was never what the show was about. And this attempt to sort of make it more serious, I think, really fails.
So in that case, does this movie, in your view, still hold anything for all of the show's female fans?
The shoes are still great, you know? The shoes are great. The clothes look great. You know, I don't know. People have a really deep attachment to these characters, even if they do have a kind of love-hate affair with them. I saw the movie with 3 female colleagues of mine who admit sort of sheepishly to loving the show. And what they came out feeling was betrayed. They said, these are not the women that we knew.
Yeah, I guess that raises the question, you know, why make this movie now? Why did they make this in 2000, say, when the show was at the height of its popularity? Do you think that the world was really crying out for this movie at this moment?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I know that there's certainly an audience for this movie. I think that when Sex and the City, the show, began, it sort of signaled a change in New York culture, a sort of unapologetic materialism, a love of fashion, and these sort of empowered women, you know, objectifying men the way that they'd always been objectified and really just running around the city having fun. And it coincided with a moment when the grungy old New York was sort of fading away and this kind of slick, you know, upscale New York was coming in. And at the time, you know, that was kind of fun. It was sort of on track of what was going on. Now I think that process has developed to such an extent that people have a hard time looking at that so romantically anymore. Or it's not as fun as it used to be.
I've been speaking with film critic Nathan Lee. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.